friendship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Friend, we serve a faithful God. We serve a great God. Amen. Even when life isn't great, our God is. His compassions never fail. In fact, they are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Friend, how you doing? Boy, that's a great way to start off the program. How are you? It is the 8th day of August 2013. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. So good to be spending some time with you. I hope and pray that your week is coming along quite well. In fact, I can really use your prayers. This Monday, we started to just try to watch what we eat a little bit and try to become a little bit more healthier, because it is really easy to eat unhealthy. And sometimes, or actually all the time, it tastes good to eat unhealthy. So, but if you can't, just be praying for us, because we're just trying to watch what we eat and trying to stay away from gluten and watch the carbs. And before this week, we used to watch our carbs go into our mouths, and it was fun. So every commercial we look at, there's a McDonald's commercial, or there's a Burger King commercial, or some type of pizza commercial, and that's my weakness. So I could really use your prayers and so forth. But this week has been well. We've been watching what we eat. We've been trying to get back on a schedule. Our kids go back to school here in the next couple of weeks. So we're trying to get back into the swing of things, as summer is, I guess we can call it, relaxed time, at least in our household, at least. But we would really appreciate your prayers. In fact, I passed by my favorite donut shop yesterday, and it was so hard, but I passed on by. I looked, they were open, and there were people inside ordering donuts and laughing and having a good time, and there I was, wanting a donut. So, yeah, I really appreciate your prayers. Thank you so much for that. Well, I don't know about you, but of course I'm looking forward to the weekend, and I had a chance to take a look at some of the events that are happening within the area here. And coming up on Saturday, Christian Life Family Fun Day will be happening at Christian Life Church in Rantoul from 11 to 3. They're going to have tons of games, candy, and snow cones, and food, music, popcorn, and some inflatables for the kiddos. It's all part of their family fun day. They're going to be meeting at the church there in the parking lot at 300 North Maplewood Drive there in Rantoul, all part of the Christian Life Church family fun day, again happening this Saturday from 11 to 3. Also coming up on Sunday in Gibson City, it's the annual hymn festival at the Gibson City United Methodist Church, 206 East 10th Street there in Gibson City. So they're going to be having their hymn festival beginning at 3. And lots of other great stuff coming up here in the next couple of days. Also, Mark has been praising God for Dolly Redden from Danville, who is about 92 and a half, and he plans to have her on the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. She recently wrote a book entitled Songs I Must Sing, and he'll be talking with her, hearing a little bit about her testimony, and from what I hear, it will bless your socks off, big time. So lots of great stuff coming up here in the next few days. You can find out more about everything that's happening by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, our devotion for today is kind of an interesting one. We're going to be talking about loving the unlovable. And I don't know about you, but I have many unlovable people. So we'll be talking about loving the unlovable coming up right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you're worth.
W. Smith and Above All, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. Well, remember growing up in Sunday school and going to church and being part of children's church, reading and studying about all of those Bible stories, David and Goliath, Samson and Delilah, Lazarus and the tomb, and we all know the story of Jonah. Now, we're not going to focus on the entire story. Most of us know and most of us remember it growing up in church and you know, maybe even watching the VeggieTales, Jonah and the Whale, which is a really good VeggieTales movie, by the way. Very good. But we're going to focus on Jonah chapter 4. Now, this was, of course, after Jonah decided not to go to Nineveh. This was after, of course, when he was swallowed up by the whale. This was, of course, after the whale spit him out. And this was, of course, after God showed his grace on Nineveh. Now, you remember Jonah didn't even want to go to Nineveh. I am not going there. These people do not deserve your love. I am not going there. I do not want to put myself in that position. But God told him, I want you to go to Nineveh. And Jonah refused, and of course, later gave up and said, okay, I'm going to Nineveh. Before we start Jonah chapter 4, let's pick up in the last verse of Jonah chapter 3 after all of this has happened. When God saw that what they had did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction
that he had threatened.
So God decided to show his grace and his love and his mercy on the Ninevites in Nineveh. So that's how chapter 3 ends in Jonah. Now we pick up in chapter 4. Now you would think everybody would be rejoicing. You think Jonah, the man of God, Mr. Preacher Man, supposedly, would be happy. In chapter 4, verse 1 says, "But to Jonah this seemed very wrong, and he became angry." He became angry. He said, "Now, Lord, take my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." Oh, man, he must have been very upset. Very upset. You know, there's a story that I heard not too long ago of a young pastor who went to some type of a conference or some business trip in this across the country, and the business meeting went late and so forth, and he was in this small town and just but he was hungry, so it was like 3:30 in the morning, so he went and decided to go into this diner. And he looked around, and this is just the most disgusting, dirty diner that he's ever seen. So he's like, you know what, I'm just going to get me some soda and maybe a donut or something, but I'm not going to eat anything. So he decided to get his soda, eat his donut. He was basically the only one in there, along with the employee that worked at the diner. And at 3:30, in comes three prostitutes who come in, who just looked all exhausted and tired, and they decided to get something, some coffee. And this young pastor overheard these women talking, and one of the girls said, "Hey, Agnes," talking to one of the other prostitutes, "tomorrow's your birthday. Are you planning anything special?" And Agnes said, "No, I've never, ever had a birthday party, and I don't expect to have one now." And they finished up their coffee, and they were just continued chit-chatting, and the girls left. And this young pastor asked the guy who worked at the diner and said, "Do they come in often?" And the guy who worked at the diner said, "Yes, they come in right on time, 3:30 every single morning." And this young pastor said to this guy who worked at the diner and said, "You know what? I'm in town for the next couple of days. Why don't we throw a surprise birthday party for Agnes? We'll hang up the streamers. I'll buy her a birthday cake, and just let's make her feel loved and special." So the guy that worked at the diner said, "Okay, let's do it." So the next day, of course, 3:00, they were putting up the streamers, got the nice birthday cake, and right on time, 3:30, these young women, these young prostitutes come back into the diner, and Agnes heard the cheer from this young pastor and the guy who worked at the diner saying, "Happy birthday, Agnes." And Agnes just cried. She just cried. She was just overwhelmed that somebody thought of her on her day. And they had the birthday cake, and the young woman left, and this young pastor asked the guy who worked at the diner and said, "Would you mind if I prayed for Agnes on her birthday?" After Mr. Diner guy said, "Okay, sure, let's do it," and this young pastor prayed, and after the prayer, the guy who worked at the diner said, "I didn't know you were a Christian." And the young pastor said, "Yes, I am." And the diner guy said, "Well, what church do you pastor at?" And the pastor said, "A church that buys prostitutes birthday cakes on their birthday at 3:30 in the morning." And the guy who worked at the diner looked him dead in the eye and said, "No, you don't. Because if there was a church that existed like that, I would be there today." And he shared how he's been wronged by Christians in the church. Sometimes we forget to show the love of God to people. Sometimes we get so caught up into telling them their sin, which is biblical, but forgetting to speak the truth, watch this now, in love. Jonah was so focused on the sins of the Ninevites that he didn't want anything to do with them. Said that he was angry and he wanted to die. He said, "Now, Lord, take my life, for it is better for me to die than live," after he saw that God showed his love and his grace and his compassion on the Ninevites. And we pick up in verse 5 in Jonah chapter 4. Jonah had gone out and sat at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord God provided a leafy plant and made it grow over Jonah to give shade for his head and to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the plant. But God at dawn provided a worm which chewed the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he would grow faint. He wanted to die and said, it would be better for me to die than to live. Wait a second. So Jonah starts off being all upset, all angry, where he wanted to die. Then, when God provided some shade, it says that he was very happy about the plan. That's in verse 6 of Jonah chapter 4. It says that he was very happy about the plan. It's just, it didn't say that he was happy. He said, it didn't say that he was comforted. It says he was very happy about the plan. But when the plant died, it said that he wanted to die again. This man is on an emotional roller coaster. The problem with Jonah that a lot of us, including myself, struggled with as we read here and throughout the book of Jonah, that he was self-righteous and he was angry with God. God, those people don't deserve your love. But Jonah apparently thought that he did. See, once we get to a place, friend, where we think that we deserve God's grace and God's mercy and God's love, then we have officially misunderstood what God's love, mercy, and grace is all about. You may come across somebody that you may not like. Maybe somebody at church, maybe somebody at work, maybe somebody that you come across with at the grocery store, maybe it's an ex-spouse, whoever it may be, we are called to love those individuals in our life. When we look at the life of Jonah and we say, how dare this man of God not be excited about people repenting and God showing his compassion? We look at that, but we forget that we need to look at ourselves and see how we relate so much to Jonah. Where am I getting at? Friend, you and I are going to come across many Ninevites in our life. But we need to remember that we were once a Ninevite ourself. Along with speaking the truth, we need to speak the truth in love.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter, and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars, courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Mercies I see, all I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside.
Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
That's right. Fernando Ortega. And great is thy faithfulness right here on this edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for just letting me tag along with you on your Thursday. And of course, this is a listener-supported radio ministry. We would not be here without your prayerful and financial support. Would you consider being part of the giving family with maybe a one-time gift to this radio ministry? You can send in your gifts of support and words of encouragement to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can send in your supports at our website safely and securely at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, you enjoy the rest of your day. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, Mark and Jason in the studio for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.